Welcome to A Tip for Tomorrow, a companion to both the Two Writing Teachers blog and the Two Writing Teachers podcast. We share one tip that you can try out in your writing workshop as soon as tomorrow. I'm Melanie Meehan, and I'm hosting today's Tip for Tomorrow. Busy work weeks? Not enough time for grocery shopping? Marley Spoon has the solution. Get chef-designed recipes and fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your doorstep. Accommodating dietary needs is a priority with options like vegetarian, low-carb, dairy-free, and gluten-free. Say goodbye to grocery shopping stress and focus on teaching and great food. Follow the link in the show notes to get $235 off through 5 delivery boxes. This makes your first box portion price as low as $4.99. Marley Spoon, convenience, taste, and dietary flexibility for busy educators. So one of the big things that I'm asked about a lot is how to teach students about writing sentences and sentence structure. So that is what the focus of today's Tip for Tomorrow is on, sentence structure and how we as teachers can make it clearer for students. So the first thing that I do is I help students understand what the definition of a sentence is. So when I'm teaching them what a definition of a sentence is, it is a group of words with a subject and a predicate. Sometimes definitions will say that it's a group of words with a subject and a verb, and I'm okay with either one of them. Then I simplify it for students by saying that it's really somebody or something is doing, being, or thinking something. So that gives them a very clear definition of a sentence and something that they can lean on and think about as they move forward with this work. So from there, I have a collection of phrases all on separate sheets of paper, and I introduce those to students, challenging them to use those phrases to create sentences. For example, one of the phrases might be on the playground. Students would create a sentence, something along the lines of, children are playing on the playground. The challenge for them initially when they start with that is remembering that a capital goes at the beginning and a period goes at the end, but it gives them very intentional practice on that work and building that habit, which is important. I might have students do that kind of work 2 to 3, even 4 times a week in order to really make that go from the point of being tricky for them to being really easy for them, all with different phrases. Then we might move up to a collection that I have been building of pictures. And with those pictures, each page I give one picture with the questions who, what, and where. Sometimes I'll graduate students up to why also. So for example, they might have a picture of somebody frosting a cake. They could give the person a name, or they can call it a girl or a boy. In the case of this picture, it looks to be a girl's hand. So the girl is frosting the cake on the counter. It could be that they add that why, in which case the girl is frosting the cake on the counter because she's getting ready for a party. That would work. And again, the challenge becomes creating that sentence with a subject and a predicate, and also remembering to do all of the punctuation and the conventions that go along with that. Again, I might have students do that 3 to 4 times a week over multiple repetitions so that it goes from being maybe a little challenging to just rote practice and no worries, I've got this. Once they have that and they're very clear with constructing a simple sentence, and I say simple by envisioning a single predicate and a single subject, then I'll move them into sentence combining, where they're combining simple sentences in order to make compound or complex sentences. So that's when I will introduce them to coordinating conjunctions or subordinating conjunctions and bring in the terms dependent clause and independent clause, leaning on what students have already learned and been talking about when it comes to subjects and predicates. So this is where I will intentionally have them move dependent clauses and independent clauses in different orders and talk to them about commas, intentionally change conjunctions in order to make a compound sentence into a complex sentence, and have conversations about those in playful but very purposeful and intentional ways. So again, moving from the definition of a sentence, I go into creating sentences with phrases, then going into creating sentences with pictures, thinking about who, what, where, and sometimes why, and then moving into sentence combinations. And again, all of this is done in the spirit of teaching students to both recognize and create sentences, both simple sentences as well as increasingly complex sentences. Give it a try. Thank you for listening to the Two Writing Teachers podcast. Check out the show notes for links to the items we mentioned in this episode, as well as ways to connect with us. For more about the teaching of writing, head over to the Two Writing Teachers blog at twowritingteachers.org. If you liked what you heard today, please share it with your friends and colleagues, post about it on social media, like, subscribe, and leave us ratings and reviews. Our music is by Lemon Music Studio. If you'd like to connect with us, email us at contact@twowritingteachers.org. Thanks again for listening. Let's teach, learn, and write on together.